The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 6th chapter, text number 10, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 28, 1976, in Bombay, India.
Varnasam Dharma, that is, beginning of human civilization. So, in this age, they have already given up. There is no varnasram. In India, it is simply in name. Actually, there is no varnasram. And the most of the people, they are Shudras. But without varnasram, there cannot be any human civilization, because the aim of human life is to understand God. That is the aim of human life. Unfortunately, they have given up this idea. The aim of life is to understand God. You inquire all over the world, 99.9% will deny God, or they have no clear idea of God. Even the so-called religionists, they have also no clear idea. Some power, no clear idea, and neither they are interested to know. But so far we are concerned, we have got full description of the Lord, and His pastimes, His activities, everything is recorded in the Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vedic literature. And God says in the Bhagavad Gita personally that I was existing in the past and I shall continue to exist in the future. Similarly, the living entities, they also existed in the past, and they will continue to exist in the future, individually. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter. It is not that we shall be finished in future, as there was no existence in the past. No, we are both of us, we are eternal. God, Krishna, and we living entities, we are eternal. Svahannati hannamāne sarire. Our destruction of this material body does not mean we, a spirit soul, we are destroyed. No. To understand this truth, the varnasram system requires. Without this varnasram system, nobody can understand that we are individual person, we existed in the past and we shall exist in the future. And we are existing at present, anyone can understand. There was no change in the past, neither there will be change in the future. Simply, we change the dress. Tatha dehantara prati dhirasattvamani. This is our self-awareness. This is called atma-tattva-jñāna. But people in the present day, they are not interested. Apasya nāma ātma-tattvam. Javarna jigyasadu yatma tatyam parabhavastavad abodhu jata. Javarna jigyasadu yatma tatyam. Our activities, they are all defeat. Take the difference. Just like you are constructing this huge, gorgeous building. And another person also constructing another huge skyscraper building. So what is the difference? The difference is, here we are doing on the Atma-tattva. And they are doing for being defeated in the material world. That is the difference. You will find the same activity dealing with stones and bricks and workers, engineers. But one is based on Atma-tattva, and the other is based on without the Atma-tattva. That is different. Sometimes bhakti is observed as similar to the activities of the kormis, but there is difference. One is bhakti, one is going back to home, back to Godhead, and the other is going forward to the hellish condition of life by the same activity. This is the technique. How it is possible? It is possible. By practical example, it is said in the Shastras. It's like if you take more quantity of milk preparation, you get diarrhea. But the same milk preparation, sugar, is there, it will stop diarrhea. Both of them are milk preparation. One has created the disease, diarrhea, and another is stopping diarrhea. So why? Chikisitam. One is by medical process, and the other is without any medical process. The medical process is to satisfy Krishna. Here the building is being constructed to satisfy Krishna. To satisfy Krishna. And in other places the building is constructed to satisfy senses. This is the difference, material and spiritual. Material means to satisfy one's senses. Nūnaṁ pramatta kuruti vikarma jat indriya prītaye āprinoti. Karma means they are working very hard, like dogs and hogs. But the purpose is indriya prītaye. Nūnaṁ pramatta, they are mad. They should not do that. Why man? Because the karma means you are creating another body. And as soon as there is another body, dehantara prapti, so long you have got this material body, you will suffer. That is the law of nature. Karmanubandha. Javanna priti mai. Deve, tava karmanubandha. The karmanubandha will continue. Therefore, in the Shastra, it is recommended, jagyartha karma annatra karma bandhana. Don't act anything except for the satisfaction of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. If you do anything for your sense gratification, that means you are being bound up by the laws of karma. Laws of karma, it is very strict according to the modes of activities, purusha prakritistha api, bhunti karmajan guna. So we should be very much careful not to be afflicted by the karma, karmanubandha. This is very delicate task, that they do not know what is the importance of the varnasam dharma. They have broken it, they don't like, they want to say classless society. Classless society cannot be. Even in Russia, the communist country, they wanted to break down the classless society, but they cannot manage. They have now created a manager class and the worker class. Why manager class? Make it classless. But that is not possible. Therefore, in the society, there must be managers and the workers. Without this, you cannot work. You cannot keep any systematic. So the managers, the varnasam dharma, the managers, the brahman and the kshatriyas, and the workers, the vaishyas and the shudras. And less than that, less than the shudras, the chandalas, they are to be fully controlled. Kirata huna and purinda pukha. Because they do not know the regulative principles of life. They are called chandala. So, they are described in the shastra. So, the kshatriyas, they used to keep these chandalas under full control. Otherwise, the society would be lost. Unfortunately, there is no kshatriya, there is no brahmana, there is no control of the chandalas, and the whole world is in chaotic condition. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt because the chandalas are majority and we are very minority, but still little portion of good things is still good and large amount of bad things that is bad, that is not good. But here it is stated, the people who are lowest amongst men and bewildered by the illusory energy. This is bewildered. What is that bewilderment? They are trying to be happy by material adjustment. This morning we are discussing of the aircraft. It is very good to fly in the air, but at any moment, the whole plane may be crushed under all of them, finished. So, this kind of material adjustment will not help us. This is illusory only. Mayasu. Prahlad Maharaj is great. Tato vimukha cetasa. Maya sukhayo bharamud bahato vimura. Any moment everything will be crushed. This is called maya. And still they are wasting time that for maya sukhayo, illusion. They will not be happy. Any moment everything can be crushed. They are busy. Therefore this modern civilization is most dangerous civilization, soul-killing civilization. The human being got the chance of understanding God, but they are being refused by the authorities to understand God. Rather, if somebody wants to understand, he is checked, he is harassed by the name of brainwashing and mind control. This is Kali Yuga. Thank you very much. Yeah.